Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And again, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the liberator here. John 8:32, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12. The list goes on, folks. 1 Timothy 2:5. And enough said, right? We follow Jesus Christ. He is the great liberator of men. And so with that said, you have all the information you need. If you want to call in, you can. We're going to be talking about what has become of American colleges. And it's interesting, not only am I the guy that has done over 365 public high schools across the country in 25 states, two of those were Christian schools. So the majority of them, hands down, 99.8% of all the schools that I did, friends, were secular schools. That means without God. I mean, for the life of me, can anybody understand why anybody, any parent would take their kid, drop them off to be raised up by their sworn enemies, and expect something otherwise to come out of that? That is insanity. That's ignorance. That's, you know, and they'll profess themselves to be knowing better than everybody else. Well, read Romans 1:22 when you get a moment. Please do yourself a favor in doing just that. But people ask, you know what, Bradley, what about the colleges? And over the last week, people have been talking about, Bradley, what about the colleges? Because last week I spent the time sharing with the people as to who we are and where it is that we came from concerning who the presidents of the United States were. Not the kings, not the monarchs, friends, not the despots, not the dictators. In this country, Article 6, Section 2 is king under the Lord. That's why we're established in premise on law, common law, and also understand in the U.S. Constitution there is no titled nobility. So the king is the one that our forefathers made an appeal to, and I proved that last week. I also, over the weekend, I spent time saying, you know what, speak now or forever hold your peace if you want to stand against that or prove otherwise. And of course, there is no recourse because they don't have a leg to stand on. Well, another one of the things that has been brought up was the colleges, as I just said. And what I want to do now is go over to the colleges, and we'll do that in just a couple minutes, concerning the colleges that our forefathers established, and what was it all about? Now, again, if you want to call in at any time and prove otherwise, I would greatly appreciate you setting me straight. That number is 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch this on social media platforms concerning the 157 cities that are listening to us even now, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, because I'll show you visuals as well as we go through the process. So with that said, friends, let's get over to this, and we'll get back to what has become of American colleges. Don't blame the founders, because this is not how they started. As a matter of fact, if you want to blame anybody, blame yourselves for what you've allowed them to become, right? Wisdom is justified by your children. You don't blame the kids for how the parents raised up the kids or the children, right? The Bible says train up a child in the way he will go. It doesn't say it the other way around in Proverbs 22, verse 6. So we'll get to that as well in just a moment here. I want you to see this. This is a guy. His name is Doug Brignall. He's age 63. He's a bodybuilder, as you can see. I want you to listen carefully as to what he had to say, because I want to get you up to par concerning some of the topics that we haven't had time to get to over the last week. Well, Doug Brignall, age 63, in his own words said, those of you, listen carefully, those of you who think that vaccinations, right, kill, he says, people can use me as a test. This is what he said. Okay? He said, if I die, you are right. If I don't die and have no ill effects, you are wrong and should admit it. Better yet, you should admit that you are misled and tell the world how misled you are, so other people can benefit by avoiding those fear mongers. Well, guess what, friends? Doug Brignall has now died. From what? Well, he already told you, from the vaccination. Okay? He told you that he would be the test. But we can't tell you, here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we haven't warned you 1,000 times concerning the outcome and the adverse side effects of these dangerous experimental drugs. Matter of fact, we have RFK once again coming on the scene. According to Red Voice Media, the smoking gun, he said, the death jab failed and the evidence was there before FDA approval. So the evidence was there that they were dangerous, they were untested, and that there was going to be serious side effects, if not death. Well, that would tell us that there was a conspiracy, in fact, Jeremiah 11:9, would it not? And if it was, which we know it was, why is it that the people on a global basis haven't rounded up these criminals and held them accountable for their crimes against humanity? Oh, one more thing I wanted you to notice, too, on this ad by RedVoiceMedia.com, it also tells us, according to RFK, who would know better than him concerning the topic, how many big pharma companies has he sued? Oh, my goodness. He said and predicted that 24% more are likely to die from the experimental jabs. And I can tell you this, friends, as a fact, we had Tenpenny on, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and she predicted this about 9 months ago on the show. Within a year to a year and a half, people are going to start falling over without cause. Oh, my goodness, folks. Social media platforms on your Facebook or your Twitter or your mainstream outlets, just check them. These people are just falling over at 20 years old, 25 years old, 30, 35 years old, 40 years old. And you know what the cause of death is? They continuously reiterate the point that it's unknown. They just don't know what it is. Right now they're calling it adult syndrome, a death syndrome, and they just don't know the reason for it. Those that have taken the shot, the experimental jabs, they're the ones that are resorting back to their ignorance and their deceptive measures, or the bubble that they've created to live in by acting as if they don't know what is happening. And, of course, the corrupt in the media and the corrupt in Big Pharma are blaming the virus when, in fact, we already knew that the virus was 99.9, right, percent. What? What? It would just go away on its own, right? The virus would, but we needed to go in and rush ourselves into the doctor to get a shot so they could profit. Has anybody seen the profit margin concerning Big Pharma? Oh, my goodness. 1-866-582-9933. I got some more things to show you concerning that topic in just a moment.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, we're going to be in Michigan for 3 dates this up and coming week. Check out schedule, Bradley's schedule, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out Bradley's schedule, and you can find out where we're going to be. We're looking at South Dakota as well. Also, hopefully, we're looking at doing something with KHNC 1360 AM in the Denver area. We hear you out there, folks. We're just waiting for them to respond, and when that response comes, we'll be the first ones to let you know, as well as California, hopefully in January here. We'll see what happens. And then the springtime, we're going to be on the East Coast again, Lord willing. Now, we were just talking about this guy, Doug Brignall, who said that he was going to set himself up as a test. And his whole objective was to basically shut down or shut the mouths of those that were standing against the experimental jabs. And he's the guy that said, if I die... you were right. He said, if I don't die and have no ill effects, you were wrong. Well, guess what, folks? He just passed away. Okay, and he set himself to be that experiment to prove the point. Then I highlighted the fact that 24% more likely to die, according to that of RFK, Robert Kennedy Jr. And they also found that there was evidence that before the FDA approval, that they were dangerous experimental drugs. We know this is a fact. As a matter of fact, let me show you this on social media platforms, friends. The American Liberty Report just promulgated court orders CDC, right, a corrupt organization, to release data showing 18 million vaccine injuries in America alone. You know, I'm going to say this really quick. For all of you that know the truth, and you at this time sit and say nothing to others, do you realize that you're accomplices to the crimes that are being committed against the innocent that may not know the difference between are the vaccines good, are the vaccines bad? Well, I can tell you from my perspective, we have Leviticus 17:11. We're not supposed to mix blood. You can go over to Leviticus 19:19, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. And the mixture is what we're supposed to be aware of. As a matter of fact, we've had enough doctors on, as well as Tim Brown's morning show, to prove the point that many of the doctors' friends will say that the vaccines within themselves, there's nothing good about any of them. That's right, because the Lord told you not to do it. Why? Because the life is in the blood. Do not contaminate the blood. So for those that don't want to listen, moving on now, again, the court orders CDC to release data showing 18 million adverse side effects or injuries concerning these said vaccines in America alone. Well, is it true? Oh, my goodness, folks. I could do a three-hour show just today concerning all of the people that have passed over the last week and highlighting how it is that they died, because it's all related. But again, the American people want to just go along, and they don't know or realize that they're actually adding strength to the tyrants to go ahead and assail them and their children again. And you can rest assured it's exactly what's going to happen if you don't stand up against it, friends, because they have no lawful stance in mandating anybody to take anything or to be put into their blood, friends, in any sense of the word. Also wanted to highlight this just to, again, prove the point, regardless of the unconstitutional party affiliations, this is sad news. But you can almost bet those that are advocating the COVID jab, as they call it, are eating the fruit of their own ways in many ways. We have a congressman's daughter's death confirmed to be from the toxic vaccine reaction. And isn't it interesting how it gets headline news when it happens to be one of the said representatives and their children? That kind of reminds me of the war in Vietnam. Nobody cared about the 58,121 men that fought that war when they were coming back in boxes, but all of a sudden when it came up in the lottery concerning the draft, the children of the congressman, all of a sudden the war stopped. Do you understand how that works, folks? This is a system of corruption, and until we get back to the system that God has established in government, the institution of government, in righting the wrongs, this is going to continue on. Let me make another point here. Tim Brown highlighted or wrote an article. Pfizer is now partners with Disney to produce new Marvel comic. And by the way, just putting this into perspective, friends, Marvel, their movies are bombing. Disney is bombing. The attendees at their parks, they're completely bombing. And so I want to put this into perspective in the light of day so you can understand how ignorant and foolish these people are. I didn't know that it was a system of business to go ahead and assail or to deceive their own constituents. Well, Disney and others, friends, are acting as if the American people are not aware of their criminal activity, their sexting operations, their propaganda, their MK Ultra, that they are a part of the CIA infiltrating movie parts. It's out there, so we know what's going on. But here they do it again, friends. Pfizer's now partnering with that of Disney to produce new Marvel comic mixing vaccines and masks with superheroes. Really? Really, Americans? I mean, again, why would they be so encouraged to do or act in such a fashion? Well, because they see that the people aren't really standing up and holding them accountable. I mean, what they're doing is they're sitting down and allowing Rand Paul, who capitalizes off his constituents by driving fear and does nothing when it comes to enforcing the law under judgment when it comes to the likes of a Fauci. But what they do is they appease the American people by putting on another show where Rand Paul can call Anthony Fauci a liar about this or a liar about that. And yet again, isn't it interesting how Fauci is now capitalized from these crimes against humanity? Over the last couple of years, he has now increased his wealth to the equivalency of $5 million, both him and his wife, for those that didn't know. Okay, and of course, Rand Paul's capitalizing too, and he's making a lot of money off of driving the fear. But I would ask the question to all those appeasers, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, Trey Gowdy, you know who they are, Ted Cruz. Where's the justice? Where's the justice? That's all we ever see is fundraisers. And you're already getting paid to do a job that you're not doing in the first place. So why would we send you more money? Think, Americans. Think. Health Impact News, piggybacking The topic here, friends, White House extends COVID public health emergency status completely unconstitutional. It's administrative law. It undermines the Constitution. They're assuming authority that has never, ever, ever been given to them. But now the White House, because the American people, the few that are going along with this, because of you, you're adding the strength to these tyrants, and now the White House is extending COVID public health emergency status to get more people vaccinated, namely your children, with the deadly new boosters. I mean, are you paying attention to the fruits on the corrupt branches of Big Pharma and their alliance with the government? Isaiah 28, verse 18, read it, friends. It can stop before they meet the Lord. Matter of fact, we can arrange the date if we would be the law that we're called to be under God. Some will say that, Bradley, you know, you're just kind of taking it too far. No, I'm not taking it far enough. How the American people have set themselves and conditioned themselves to go to sleep at night, knowing all the well that it's this government that is dead set and hell-bent on murdering its own children, and somehow or another believes that today they're telling you the truth. You are the people that could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it. And you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. And it doesn't matter if you want to see it or not. You're going to see it sooner or later. And you're going to answer for it. You're going to answer for what you did and for what you didn't do. Okay? That's just spiritual talk, folks. To you as ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Moving on. You ready for this? Can't make this up. Talking about, hey, Bradley, you're just going a little too far. No, not far enough. Check this out. Do you know that in Australia now, they have solved the vaccine hesitancy problem? You know how they did that? They are now offering a free funeral gift card with your vaccine. I'm not making it up. It's on social media platforms right now. They are telling you what they're doing. They're showing you what they are responsible for. They're even giving you the nail to literally seal off your own funerals by giving you a gift card after you take their vaccines. What is it that the world needs? I'm curious. Before the people rise up and actually hold them, lawfully, might I add, accountable for their crimes. What is it that they need to say here, friends? Really? Australia has solved the vaccine hesitancy problem by offering a free funeral gift card with your vaccine. What is it that we need to do? What needs to happen before the people begin to lawfully rebel against this tyranny? Oh, it's pretty incredible, isn't it? I bet you if our forefathers knew what you're putting up with today, if they could, they'd come back from their graves and stand up for what you're not standing up for, because we know that everything they did was for their kids, their posterity. And that just happens to be me and you. That just happens to be me and you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, we're going to hit the topic, what has become of American colleges? And don't blame the founders. We'll...
Whether you're working in an office or remote, Staples has your tech.
New AirPods so I can turn up the music and tune out distractions.
Staples has your tech.
Oh, a spare monitor for my spare bedroom/home office.
A webcam for all my video chats.
Staples has you covered with tech solutions and accessories, from the latest laptops to networking solutions. And now Apple AirPods Pro are just $199. You save $50. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 10/22. Limit 2 while supplies last.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's central bank isn't done raising interest rates. Speaking over the weekend in Washington, D.C., President of the St. Louis Fed Reserve, James Bullard, notes rates could be raised by 0.75 percentage point in November and December. The Fed has been steadily hiking rates in a bid to fight soaring inflation. A small plane went down in a South Florida neighborhood shortly after takeoff from an airport.
We can confirm that there are 2 fatalities, unfortunately, in regards to why the plane crashed, what happened. That is an investigation that NTSB will be handling.
Tanya Ruiz with Miramar Police isn't identifying the victims yet. For now, the plane is nose down between 2 homes in the city northwest of Miami. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You know, I've done a lot of colleges, too. And what's interesting to note about the colleges, you know, all those kids that think they know more than everybody else, you know what I'm talking about? For any kid that goes to college today, and I'm talking about the majority of the colleges today, I do want to let you know that you are giving money to people that, for the most part, do not know what they're talking about. And I'm talking about the majority of what I've experienced out there. I did one college, and talking about morality, ethics, my goodness. I did one college in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and before I even got there, they had me on the front page of the paper. They had a protest. And when I got there, I was so grateful that they were protesting me because it was like my Lord when he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. They drew me a crowd. They brought the crowd right into my meeting where I had the opportunity to show them that all of these useful idiots and what they've said about me is completely untrue. As a matter of fact, at the end of it, many of these guys were coming up and giving me group hugs. And it did not at all sound like the narrative that the mainstream media was setting forth. No, but this is what they're doing today because they're allowed to do it. But I do want to say this again, friends. Much of what you see out there is communism in a big, big way. Matter of fact, let me tell you who the people were that were protesting me in the state of Minnesota at St. Cloud there. It was a homosexual organization. And it's interesting, in the state of Minnesota, as I'm sure you can check your state and you'll find in state statute that it's illegal there too, but it's completely illegal here. And it's interesting how the communists have the kids, and I was told, inserting this into the point that I'm making here, I was told that the professors, if you went out and protested Bradley Dean, you would get extra credit. Man, little did he know that he was going to drive an audience to me to give me the opportunity to speak to all of them, and I was grateful for that. But they are communists. That's exactly what they are. They're uneducated in the ways of who we are. That's why they act out in a communistic fashion, a government that's foreign to who we are in this country. Matter of fact, maybe some of these professors, they're so bent set on being a communist, maybe they should just go to Russia for a week and find out that that's not what they want to be. But they think it's cute when they do it over here. Isn't that interesting how that works? But it's just what they're creating the colleges to be is not at all what our forefathers established. Listen to what John Adams said first and foremost before I get to this. He said, "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions, unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity." And by the way, all of the stuff that's going on in the colleges starts at the top. And it's because the American people have allowed the government to corrupt the people, to indoctrinate them, so that they can wield more control over them by enslaving their posterity. It's exactly what it's about. John Adams goes on, he said, "Avarice, ambition, revenge, or gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net." He said, "Our Constitution is designed only for a moral and a Christian people. It is wholly inadequate for the governments of any other." Whoa! Isn't this crazy? Isn't this crazy? Our Constitution is designed only for a moral and a Christian people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. Bradley, there's freedom of religion here. Yeah, I know that. People are afforded asylum to come here from other countries. But they're not afforded asylum to come here and establish their false gods within the gates of America. Matter of fact, when I was in Washington, D.C., I was at Arlington Cemetery. I noticed that there was a lot of people that were talking in a foreign language. You know why the foreigners go to Washington, D.C.? They want to know the cause of the greatness. The person who is responsible for the greatness of America. And they see him everywhere. Especially at Arlington, because they notice the Christian crosses over the heads of our fallen. That's why they come. Wanted to share that with you. So let's get over to the colleges. People are saying to me, and I heard this last week, as a matter of fact, probably Tuesday or Wednesday, someone shared with me, but what about the colleges? They just want to get the foot in the door. Bradley, that's not who we were. Oh, it's totally who you were. And it's totally who you are. Why do you want to act in a way that is not who you are? If you want to remain free, then you better do what they did. You know, it's like when people say to me, "Bradley, you know, I want to be just like David." Well, then do what David did. You want to be just like Moses? Then do what Moses did. What did they all do? And I could go through all the patriarchs: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I could go through the book of Judges after Genesis. I'm thinking of Joseph and the 12 patriarchs. I'm thinking about all of those Gideon and Samson. What did they all do? They all followed the Christ. That's what they did when they were obedient to them, speaking of Samson and others. They were all emulating the Christ, Hebrews 13:7. That's what our forefathers did. That's exactly what our forefathers did in so many ways. Well, Bradley, what about this characteristic of this guy? Look what he was a part of. Well, that's a lack of Christianity. And in spite of him, Christ still used him, because you can see the Lord's fingerprints all over everything that we are as established nation. So let me again get to this, because I love this. And if you want to call in and refute this, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You ready for this? Back in 1860, here, let me go to Witherspoon first. He was the president of Princeton University, and he was the signer of the Declaration of Independence. Okay, where there was four references of our Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Witherspoon said, "Every student shall be attended worship in the college hall morning and evening. Every student shall attend worship in the college hall morning and evenings, and shall attend public worship on the Sabbath. There shall be assigned to each class certain exercises for their religious instruction, and no students belonging to any class shall neglect them." Okay? That was Princeton, by the way. He also said he is the best friend to American liberty, who is most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled. In other words, be holy as I am holy. Practice what you preach, right? Undefiled religion. Practice what you preach. And who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down on profanity and immorality of every kind. He said, whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, he said, I hesitate not to call him an enemy to his country. Whoa! Hey, those that call themselves atheists, we know that you believe. You just want to live unto yourself. You want to be a god unto yourself. That doesn't work, and it doesn't fare well. Again, the Bible says in James 4, the devils believe and tremble. Are you that foolish not to believe? I mean, again, a building has a builder. A painting has a painter. Creation has a creator. Common sense comes into play. Have you ever seen a pregnant woman before? Oh, my goodness, Bradley, you're just wrecking my heretical theologies. I know that's my job. It's to slay sin, not to play with it. In 1860, you ready for this? I hope so. I really do. In 1860, 262 of the 288 college presidents across the United States during that particular time, 262 of the 288 college presidents were, guess what, friends? They were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to say this, too, just in response to something I'm seeing on social media platforms even now. I preach at colleges. I have the opportunity also to teach at law colleges, like Liberty University. And I'm not taking a smack at Liberty University. I have friends over there, great guys. But when I do my presentation, the professors themselves are in there listening to every single word I have to say because they didn't know it. So don't tell me about how good the colleges are. And I'm talking about the mainstream colleges. Okay? I'm talking about the mainstream colleges that are the problems. I'm not talking about private colleges, but I've been there too. And the kids are lost for the most part. And we have to show them how important it is to be vigilant concerning our freedoms. Because an uneducated people will be destroyed quicker than any other. Read Hosea 4:6. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about our forefathers in contrast to what has become of American colleges. Well, I'm here to tell you, don't blame the founders for it. And if you see errors with what's going on in the colleges today, then isn't it for you to repair the breaches, Isaiah 58, verse 12? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I noticed that repentant people and those that are born of the Spirit of God were raised up by the Lord to repair the breaches, not to sit there and tell everybody about how bad the colleges are. No, don't we have a responsibility as Christians to go right the wrong? That is the purpose of the church, Americans. Absolutely it is. To sit there and to try to get everybody to agree with what's wrong and stop there shows you gross imbecility and a derelict of duty at every given step. That is a lack of Christianity. It's a work of faith and a labor of love, friends. Where's the love without the labor? And we don't do the things that we do to get saved. We do the things that we do because we are saved. And if we're truly saved, we're going to be led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, to do those things. It's amazing to me how many people are just so willing to overlook the kids today and accuse the kids of what the older generation is responsible for. And if we're a part of that, we need to repent for that and get busy in righting the wrongs and re-educating these young people. And understand, if they don't get it on concerning who they are, again, as I said earlier, rather than who they are not, we're going to get more of the same, and we don't want more of the same. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so here it is. In 1860, 262 of the 288 college presidents were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay, just want to make sure you understand, this is what our forefathers established. Over one-third of faculty in the colleges in 1860 were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In 1890, survey of state universities conducted by James Angell, president of the University of Vermont and University of Michigan back then, found that over 90% of the colleges in America had chapel services. They had church and college. And we're talking about with the Spirit of Christ there. We're talking about a move of the Holy Ghost. Not what we see today. Remember, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. They can preach the word all they want, but the Lord is not going to bear witness to their compromise. Okay? I read 1 John chapter 5. 50% had compulsory chapel, and 25% of the colleges in the United States back in 1890 found that church was required attendance in the colleges. Okay, so you can't make this stuff up, folks, in any sense of the word. I mean, I can do 2 weeks of shows just on the education system, on the establishing who our forefathers were, what it is that they established. And again, I think we see that by the fruit in the present, though we see a lot of hypocrisy. Hey, folks, let me say this. God will bless or curse this nation according to the course that Christians take. Of course he will. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Let me get to this one. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I have a Harvard shirt on right now, okay? And I'm humored, even in Boston there, where I got my shirt. I wear it because I want people to think that I'm smarter than I really am. Oh, folks, here's the thing. I'm the conduit the Lord uses, and if I'm a fool for Christ, amen, because we know that the Lord has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the wise. And the foolish things of the world, I'm sorry, to confound the wise, and the weak things of the world to confound the mighty. 1 Corinthians, okay? Chapter 9. I'm sorry, chapter 2. Listen to this. So when you look at Harvard, Harvard was started by, guess what? Congregationalist for what? Training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We had John Adams, John Hancock, Samuel Adams. It produced the signers of the Declaration of Independence. We had William Ellery, William Hooper, Robert Trent Payne, William Williams, Elbridge Gevery. Signers of our Constitution that came out of Harvard were William Samuel Johnson and Rufus King. Other prominent leaders that went to Harvard were Fisher Ames. He was a framer of the Bill of Rights, First Amendment with George Washington. William Cushing, original U.S. Supreme Court Justice. Timothy Pickering. He was a War of Independence general and Secretary of War for presidents such as Washington and Adams. Harvard trained a number of our forefathers. Okay, what was the educational philosophy at Harvard? Let me say this. What is their slogan? It's still on the walls in Boston at Harvard. So for anybody that wants to refute the information that I'm giving you, drive to Boston and go and check out what I'm about ready to say, because it's still there, inscribed in cement on the walls at Harvard. You ready? Here it is. The answer to the question is set forth in Harvard's two mottos: for Christ and the church, for the glory of Christ. That's who we are. Whatever's wrong with it today, that's a correction that we need to make, a reproof that we need to take, and instructions that we need to apply. In righting the wrongs, because what we're told about Harvard today is not at all what Harvard is really about, because that's not how our founders established it. I was talking about this yesterday. It's interesting when you look at a ministry like Salvation Army, and you look at what the Salvation Army has become. I mean, you see the Salvation Army, for the most part, What have they done? Everybody knows who they are during Christmas time, where they're begging for money. I take the time, we track them, we talk to the people that are asking for money. Have you noticed how watered down the Salvation Army's pleas are on Christmas? Now that they've taken Christmas out now. And it's just literally incrementally been watered down because they don't want to offend anybody. Well, if that's the case, that is the furthest thing from the founders' intent when they held to the Word of God, because it was William and Catherine Booth that said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Did they trouble the present? Oh, my goodness, did they trouble the present by holding to the Word of God. That's how they got in trouble. You see how it gets watered down? Well, it's the same thing happening in our colleges today, our institutions of education. It went from education into indoctrination. That's exactly what you see with many of these churches that were started during the foundation of this country. You see, many of the pulpits today in America, they're not preachers of the Word of God. They're hirelings. John 10:12. Let me go to the next one for the sake of time. And I want to go over to Yale. I have a Yale t-shirt, too. Declaration signers from Yale: Lyman Livingston, Lewis Morris, Oliver Wolcott. Signers of the Constitution from Yale: Abraham Baldwin, Jared Ingersoll, William Livingston. Other prominent leaders from Yale: Noah Webster. You know, the guy that wrote the Webster's 1828 Dictionary, where when you open the front page, it shows a picture of him, and it says, Noah Webster taught millions to read and not one to transgress God's moral law, to sin. 1 John 3:4. Yale admonishes students with, above all, have an eye to the great end of your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you into a saving knowledge of his God and his Son, Jesus Christ. You can't separate the two, folks. Okay? Regardless of how you want to taint the forefathers, of how you want to tear them down concerning their characters, and agreeing with the devil in many cases, because in many cases you're absolutely wrong when pointing your finger as to who our forefathers were. You've heard the saying, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, right? An apple tree produces what? Apples. An orange tree produces oranges, right? And a righteous man, because we're supposed to judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16, is to hold to the fruit that they produced. I'm showing you the fruit that they produced. I'm not showing you fruit that they haven't produced. I'm showing you the fruit that they have produced. That's what kind of a tree they were established in. Read John 15:8, okay? He is the vine, we're the branches. Yale's requirements, all scholars are to live a Christian and blameless life according to the rules of God's Word. Diligently means painstakingly reading the Holy Scriptures and constantly attending all the duties of their Christian religion. We have Steve calling in from Minnesota. What say you, my friend? We've got 2 minutes left. I'll give you the 2 minutes. Go for it.
Well, yeah, Brad, back memories of when Judge Roy Moore did MC'd the one of the banquets we had, your banquets that 1 year. And I was told by another guy, I'm trying to remember, it was John Stormer, that he asked every lawyer or judge that he met if they ever read the Constitution or only read what people said about the Constitution. And he said that Judge Roy Moore said that he decided to read the Constitution, and he has been in trouble ever since because he realized that he had to follow it. And I think a lot of what he does reflects that. And there lies the problem, that others just read what's said about it.
You know, what gets me, Steve, is the fact that, again, as you well know, I say it constantly, 94% of the people don't believe the media, but they listen to the revisionists and the useful idiots in the mainstream media, and they agree with the revisionists that they know that aren't telling them the truth, because if they did, then they would have to act accordingly, and they would have to correct themselves in righting the wrongs, and that's what people, at the end of the day, don't want to have to do. It's interesting to me how many people take shots at our forefathers in agreeing with who? Those that they don't agree with. That's what they say. And it's holding the truth and unrighteousness. And I'm thinking of Romans 1:18. But again, here we are today. And what's sad about it, Steve, is the people that call themselves the good people, the knowledgeable people, they're the ones that are promulgating and dispersing many of the lies that are going out to congregations, into their friends, into their circles, and in their communities. So I think at the end of the day, it's self-inflicting in so many different ways. What say you?
Yeah, like you say, the same media they say they can't trust, then they turn around and trust it.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah, it's just kind of sad, you know.
How does that make sense, Steve?
Every time.
Amen. And they do. That's why they're caught up in the circle, the cycle of the 40 years going around the mountain again and again and again. If you care about your kids, get educated and tell them the truth and stand up for the truth in righting the wrongs.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.